Spin Sucks, Communication and Reputation Management in the Digital Age. Introduction, the truth about PR. Welcome to Spin Sucks. I'm Jeannie Dietrich, and I'm here to challenge everything you think you know about public relations. For too long, our industry has been plagued by the reputation of spin doctors, those who manipulate the truth to benefit their clients. But I'm here to tell you that spin doesn't work anymore. In fact, it never really did. In today's digital age, transparency and authenticity are the keys to successful communication and reputation management. This book is your guide to navigating this new landscape, where social media, content marketing, and search engine optimization have changed the rules of the game. The death of spin. Let's start by addressing the elephant in the room. Spin. The idea that PR professionals are here to spin stories or manipulate the truth is not only outdated, it's downright dangerous. In an era where information spreads at the speed of light, trying to cover up or distort the truth is a recipe for disaster. Remember the Domino's pizza incident? In 2009, two employees posted a video of themselves doing disgusting things to food. Instead of trying to spin the story, Domino's took swift action. They fired the employees, pressed charges, and most importantly, they addressed the issue head-on with a video response from their CEO. This transparency and quick action helped them regain trust and even improve their reputation in the long run. The lesson here is clear. Honesty and transparency are your best tools in crisis management. Don't try to spin. Instead, own up to mistakes, take corrective action, and communicate openly with your audience. The PESO model, a new approach to PR. Now that we've buried spin, let's talk about a more effective approach to PR. The PESO model. PESO stands for paid, earned, shared, and owned media. This model represents the convergence of different types of media and how they work together to create a comprehensive communication strategy. Paid media includes things like sponsored content and social media advertising. Earned media is what we traditionally think of as PR getting coverage in newspapers, magazines, and other media outlets. Shared media refers to social media and content that's shared by your audience. And owned media is the content you create and control, like your website and blog. The power of the PESO model lies in its integration. For example, let's say you create a great piece of content for your blog, owned media. You then promote it through social media, shared media, maybe boost it with some paid advertising, paid media, and if it's really good, it might get picked up by a journalist and featured in a news article, earned media. This integrated approach allows you to reach your audience through multiple channels, reinforcing your message and building your reputation. Content is king, but distribution is queen. Creating great content is crucial, but it's only half the battle. You need to get that content in front of the right people. This is where content distribution comes in. One effective strategy is to create a hub and spoke model for your content. Your website or blog serves as the hub, while social media platforms, email newsletters, and other channels act as spokes to distribute your content. But don't just blast your content everywhere. Be strategic. Tailor your message to each platform and audience. A LinkedIn post should look different from a tweet or an Instagram story. And remember, it's not just about pushing out your content, it's about engaging with your audience and building relationships. The art of storytelling in the digital age. Storytelling has always been at the heart of good PR, but the digital age has changed how we tell stories. Today, we need to think beyond the traditional press release and create content that resonates across multiple platforms. One effective technique is to use the hero's journey framework in your storytelling. This classic narrative structure, used in everything from ancient myths to modern blockbusters, can be adapted for brand storytelling. Your customer is the hero, facing a challenge. Your brand becomes the guide, providing the solution that helps the hero overcome their challenge and achieve success. For example, if you're a fitness brand, your customer's journey might start with their struggle to get in shape. Your brand enters the story, providing the tools and guidance they need. The story culminates with their transformation and success. This approach not only makes your content more engaging, but also puts your customer at the center of the story, which is where they should be. Building and protecting your online reputation. In the digital age, your online reputation is often the first, and sometimes only, impression people have of you or your brand. Building and protecting this reputation is crucial. Start by conducting a thorough audit of your online presence. What comes up when you Google your name or your brand? Are there negative reviews or comments that need to be addressed? Is your website up to date and reflective of your current brand image? Once you've assessed your current situation, develop a strategy to improve and maintain your online reputation. This might include creating more positive content, engaging with your audience on social media, and addressing any negative feedback promptly and professionally. Remember, your online reputation isn't just about damage control. It's an opportunity to showcase your brand's personality, values, and expertise. Use your online presence to tell your story, share your knowledge, and build relationships with your audience. Conclusion: the future of PR. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. The future of PR is bright, but only for those who are willing to adapt. The days of spin are over. The future belongs to those who can communicate authentically, tell compelling stories, and build genuine relationships with their audience. Remember, spin sucks, but honest, strategic communication, that's the key to success in the digital age. So go forth, tell your story, engage with your audience, and build a reputation based on trust and transparency. That's how you'll succeed in this new era of communication and reputation management.